But it don't matter where we are. We all grow up, get married. So I've been happily married 3 fucking times. My first old lady, she was a woman's liver. Divorced me for opening the car door for her. We was going 55 miles an hour, but fuck her. Bitch just couldn't take a joke. She told me one time, said, take me somewhere I never been before. I took her to the fucking kitchen. $900 I spent on her going to Julia Child's cooking school. Bitch made meatloaf that glowed in the fucking dark. You think this bitch couldn't cook with flies chipped in and bought us a fucking screen door? I should have known not to marry her. I met her at a bar. I said, I sure would like a little pussy. She said, me too. Mine's big as a hat. But it's amazing when you first get married, you know? Things go good when you first get married. After you're married for a while, you go into all that shit, man. I went home the other night. The old lady said, what you mean coming here half drunk? I said, I run out of fucking money. I went home one night. She's packing her goddamn suitcase. I said, where are you going? She said, Las Vegas, Nevada. I said, for what? She said, I understand out there, I can get $400 a shot for what I've been giving to you for nothing. I started packing my goddamn suitcase. She said, where are you going? I said, Las Vegas. She said, for what? I said, I want to watch you live on $800 a fucking year. It is amazing. When you first get married, goddamn, you get that pussy every day. No problem. You want some pussy, get that pussy. No problem. Shit. Be anywhere. Be in the damn kitchen by the sinks. Baby, I sure would like some pussy. Come get the motherfucker. You know what you got? No goddamn problem. But a woman don't go from giving you pussy every day to every other day to once a week, to once a month, to once every 2 months. No, shit. You go from getting that pussy every day to fucking never. You think something done growed up on your dick, make it look funny or something. You don't. So after about 3 months of begging for it, you go in the bedroom, get all dressed up in your nicest suit one Friday night. Come out, there she'll lay on the sofa, smoking a Virginia Slim and reading one of them goddamn Cosmopolitan. Whatever you do, don't let your old lady subscribe to Cosmopolitan. That son of a bitch is 260 pages long and 250 of them is why she shouldn't fuck you. Son of a bitch. So you go in, there she lay on the sofa, you say, hey, baby. What do you say? You jump up, put on one of your nicest cocktail dresses. We'll go out, have a few drinks, have something to eat, go dancing, come home, build a fire, open a bottle of wine, make love like we used to. I'm not in the mood. You not in the what? I'm not in the mood. Well, that just suits the shit out of me. Did you think I wanted some of your pussy? I don't want none of your goddamn pussy. Keep your pussy to yourself. I was getting pussy before I met you. Do you know that? Yeah, getting my dick sucked too. Wonka wonka all the goddamn time. You don't give me no pussy, keep your pussy to yourself. I hope the son of a bitch heals over, breaks out underneath your arm after raise your elbow to piss. Cause I can get me some pussy. I'm still a man. You get in the car, screech out of the driveway. Bitch won't give me no pussy. I'll fuck everything in town. Treat me like shit. I'll get the herpes and bring them motherfuckers home. Fucking shit, the bitch will treat me like shit. 4 o'clock that morning, there you sit by yourself, shit-faced at Denny's. I mean, the busboy looked real good. So you go, you decide once again in your drunken stupor, you're going home, make love to the wife. My goddamn, why fuck if I want to? If you make it home alive, you park the car somewhere between the driveway and the front porch. Go in the front door, put your shirt tail in, you're gonna straighten yourself up. Don't wanna let her know you're drunk, right? Don't know why you put your shirt tail in, cause your zipper's busted. You done pissed all over yourself. I'm like most drunks. I get drunk, I get conceited. Go to the bathroom to take a leak, hold my 2-inch dick like a baseball bat and piss on my last 3 fingers. Or just pull out a hair and piss in my pants, one or two, you know? So you go in, the only light on's a little closet light. My old lady's like a lot of women. She sleeps in a nude just to fuck with my mind. Ain't gonna give me no pussy, but lays out like a buffet where I can see it. Every once in a while, I'll reach out and touch it. What'd you do that for? Hell, it was laying there, shit. Thought the son of a bitch might move. The only light on is that little closet light. A beam of light's coming out of the door where it's partially cracked. The blanket's pulled down on one side of her and one tit's looking at you. You drunk and it's 4 o'clock in the morning, that fucker looks big. You start looking around, make sure you done walked in the right fucking house. You see that sumbitch again, you start to move on it. God damn. Big old fucking titty over. If I ever get over, I'm gonna have to suck that sumbitch. Sugar? Hey, baby cakes. She'll give you one of these.
You're fucking drunk.
You know it doesn't get hard when you're drunk. Once in a while, I'd like a blue vein throbber. Oh, you know what that is? Well, a blue vein throbber ain't something a man snaps his goddamn fingers and gets. That's one of them sumbitches you can't turn the skin on it with a Sears wrench. That's one of them bastards you wake up with about the fifth week of boot camp. Got his head sticking out of the blanket looking around like a fucking periscope. Got a mind of his own. I'm gonna go fuck something downtown. No, you ain't. Then she give you this shit. You don't do anything to stimulate me. Why don't you buy me a vibrator? Why don't I put it in your mouth and you hum? All right, you smart ass. No more sex till I get a vibrator. Well, I said to hell with it. I went right then to one of them all-night cheap fucking bookstores. Had a big flashing neon sign that said, all-night cheap fucking bookstore. Went in there and bought the deluxe model. Called Big Red. Some bitch was nice, boy. $195 was the first payment. Four-speed with three Mercury engines on the back of this fucker. Turbo charger and a crash helmet in case you get thrown off. This overdrive's a motherfucker. Goddamn batteries go dead. My first old lady is one of them women that had to tell everybody in the world when she was climaxing. And we had to live with her mom and daddy because we didn't have no money. And her daddy didn't like me worth a shit. And we had to sleep in the next bedroom with them paper-thin walls. And let me tell you something. It's a medical fact. A man does not like the idea of you fucking his daughter. I don't care how many ceremonies you've been through. Dick his little girl? Uh-uh. And every time me and this bitch is making love, she's in there. I'm coming! I am coming! She's gonna wake that motherfucker up! I am coming! He used to beat on the door and go, where the fuck you going? Then you get them women who want to ask you questions in the middle of making love. Right in the middle of the whole goddamn thing, won't give you a little fucking pop quiz. You know? Is it good? It's good to me. Is it good to you? I feel so good about it. I tell you what, it feels so right to me. It's wonderful after all this time in our relationship. I feel so good about it. Does it feel good to you? It feels good to me. You won't talk, you won't fuck. You let me get this shit over with, I'll go home, fill out a report, and mail the motherfucker in.